Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
James Tracy, thanks for them. Such a famous name in Ireland, disappeared yesterday. Joe Walsh Tours, JWT, when I worked in Arcs Advertising way, way back in the 1970s, 80s. One of the things I had to do was proofread the Joe Walsh Tours annual brochure, which was such a staple in so many households. The exotic places we could all go to, like Lourdes, like Fatima, like Spain. But James, how long were you involved with Joe Walsh Tours?
I met David Walsh on October of 2018. I had previously done work with another tour operator in Dublin. Oh. And what
did you do with them, James?
Oh, organising trips to Hoyland, Israel and Palestine, and Fatima.
Oh, you're a guide?
No, I'm not a guide. I'm a group leader.
Okay. Well, explain, what's that job?
So I had to organise the trips to go to the Hoyland. I had to get people to go on the trip. And
yeah.
I had to explain to them where we were going to and get them to pay the money to do our tours. And then I go free for the group. Oh, I got okay. numbers to go.
And how many times did you go to the Holy Land?
Seven times.
Seven?
Seven times, yeah.
Yeah. And what time of the year would you bring groups to the Holy Land?
Mostly Christmas.
Including Christmas Day?
Yeah, Christmas Day, yeah.
And when would you head off? When would you start?
19th December.
And where would you go to on the trips?
We start off in northern Israel first. We go to Tel Aviv and Istanbul. Istanbul is a huge airport. We go to Istanbul first. Go to Tel Aviv. And then we start off in northern Israel. We go to Mount Tabor and Mount Beersheba. And we go to Sea Galilee. We go a boat trip in the Sea Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And we go on south. It's pretty nice in northern Israel. And we go on south. We go on to the River Jordan and... We go to the Dead Sea.
That's it, yeah.
And then we go to Bethlehem for 5 nights.
Wow.
5 nights. Bethlehem and Jerusalem are in the same area. Five miles apart.
And tell me, where would you be on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Well, Christmas Eve. I normally go to Midnight Mass in Bethlehem on Christmas Eve.
I have
tickets to go for there. No, the last time I was there, I got a pass from the Clare Champion to go to cover the story of the Clare Champion.
The Clare Champion, yeah. Okay. And would all the people on the trip, on those trips, would they go to Midnight Mass in Bethlehem?
No, the tickets only. The lottery ticket only. Lottery to go on the Mass. Lottery.
Okay.
Lottery to go on. My mother came with me to the Hoyland last time we were over there. She got a ticket as well. Got two tickets for Midnight Mass. But there was a guy from South Africa in the group, and he got a ticket to go to Mass as well. The three of us went to Mass.
And James, you were working for Joe Walsh Tours, but was it your job, say when you land in Tel Aviv, there's an awful lot of paperwork, isn't there, to get into Israel?
No, you get a visa when you arrive in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, okay.
And we meet a guide in at the airport. So I count them in the airport, count them when we arrive in Tel Aviv, count them in the bus. Before we got on the bus. And then we meet the guide, and the guide takes over from there.
Okay, and what is the group invariably from Ireland?
Well, we had a group, Manchester went 1 year, and two American ladies came last time, and then there was in Fatima, a girl from Scotland came to the trip in Fatima. And
what type of problems would you be dealing with?
Problems... I was a very abusive woman in the bus saying I didn't do the job right, the kind of thing. No matter how well you organise the trip, there's always someone doesn't enjoy it.
Didn't enjoy it?
There's one person doesn't enjoy it, I find the fault.
Why?
One particular occasion, I had a collection for the bus driver, the tour guide and the priest.
Yeah, of course.
And I got a complaint from the rep for the company saying that I didn't do my job right.
Why?
She no collection, she says.
No collection.
There shouldn't be.
Yeah. And what about people becoming unwell or food poisoning?
Well, we had one case of a woman fell down the stairs in Bethlehem. So she hurt her head and she went to the hospital. I organised that.
And whereabouts in Bethlehem did she fall down the stairs?
Manger Square Hotel in Bethlehem, top class hotel in Bethlehem. And
was she going down to, because the manger is in Bethlehem?
It is, yeah.
It is below the church, isn't it?
It's in the hotel.
Oh, she fell in the hotel.
The hotel, yeah.
Oh, thank God! I thought she fell. You know the way you go down those steps. It is quite tight, isn't it? Where the manger and where Christ was born. And was everyone on that trip? Would they be very religious, James?
Well, I had one guy went to me there in 2017, and I got him to go. I got a free trip for him to go.
Okay.
And he had never met in his life. Well, he was for the communion only.
Say again, you got him. Why did you get him a free trip?
A friend of mine.
Okay, and did he want to become a priest or something?
No, he did not. Far from a priest.
Far from a priest.
Okay, it's very good fun, like, even if you have no religion at all, the history of the place. And
yeah,
so,
fantastic. Yeah, it's the cradle of history.
Jerusalem, and this is great. The Sea of Galilee is nice as well.
And what was security like?
Security is tight coming back. Last time I was there, I had to book in the group in Tel Aviv airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to explain to them who we were and where we were coming from.
Yeah.
And
did they get all the info? Did they look through your notebooks? And
no, they asked me once they had explosives in my bag. This is.
Good God. Had you explosives?
Yeah. Explosives in my bags. And they asked you 100 questions. Where have you been to? Have you been to political meetings? And
who
kind
did
thing.
You meet? Yeah, I know. And invariably, because I've been there with Angus McAnally for the millennium, and we did a program at Christmas from Bethlehem. But when we were coming back through Tel Aviv, we were both taken separately into two different rooms, and they went through our notebooks. Who did we meet? It was just. And by the way, the people that were interrogating us were only about 17 years of age.
Yeah,
they were very, very, very young. The IDF, and you take photographs as well.
Yeah, I did photography in a big way, and I had a course in Limerick there last year in the Limerick qualification in Limerick.
Oh,
and I bought two cameras in last year. I was hoping that the pilgrimages would continue, and I got $4,000 for two cameras.
You see, Joe, and you take, we talk about photography in a sec, but Joe Walshtour said it's a pandemic and the very strict regulations here in Ireland, especially, that's destroyed them.
Yeah. Like we've planned years ahead, I mean 3 years ahead with him.
And so, okay, how many groups had you planned for this year, James?
About 10.
10?
10, yeah.
Wow.
I planned going to the Intergrand National. I've gone to Liverpool to organise hotels for the Grand National.
Okay.
Highland Show in Scotland, I planned to go there. I planned to go to Lourdes on the 13th of the February, 14th of February, I think it's February, the feast day in February, 14th of February.
But when you said, were you going there as a photographer or as a bringing group?
Both.
Good man, good man. And so, but they're all gone.
No, this year they are, but I planned going next year for a group to Fatima and to the whole end, but I haven't got to where I've got yet.
You plan next year, but you've lost 10. Well, you've lost your job as well, but 10 troops trips this year are just gone.
Yeah, next year as well.
And are you getting any work with your good cameras?
Yeah, I do cattle mart photography. Cattle marts.
Cattle marts?
Cattle marts. I've gone to the marts, taking photographs of cattle in the marts.
The Examiner
and the Family Journal and the Independent.
Is that gone as well?
No, it's still gone. It's doing that at the moment.
Oh, good man. So what do? You take a photograph of every cow or heifer or whatever?
First half an hour in the mart, I take the best cattle in the mart and get in the mart. And people outside the mart as well.
They
come in.
And where you send those snaps, where? To the
Farmers Journal this week and the Examiner.
But are you saying you take photographs of the best looking animals?
The most amount of money.
Say again, sorry.
Most money.
Of course. Okay. Okay. And can I ask you, James? Like when you heard the news yesterday about Joe Walsh travel going, were you surprised?
I was, because I spoke to the boss about 2 weeks ago, and he said he's in the business. He says.
He said, what the business?
Yes, still in business.
Still in business, okay.
See, he's a great operator. He's a great mentor in his pilgrimages. I mean, I go anywhere in the world, if I got a group to come with me, I go free.
But he's been going for 60 years, hasn't he? There's with Joe Walsh. I don't know if it's the family are still involved, are they?
David Walsh is involved in it.
David Walsh. Okay. But you've a good attitude, James.
That's what I have, yeah.
Yeah. You've a very good. How have you managed during the pandemic?
I've been doing the kettle march for the last year.
And have you got the jab?
Which one?
The vaccination.
Tomorrow I'm getting it.
Ah, congratulations. And which one are you getting, do you know?
I don't know, I have to go to the doctor.
Okay, but you take whatever you get.
Well, yeah.
Good man. And how have you... So you're allowed to go photograph the animals at the mart because that's your job?
Yes, yeah.
And you can travel. You could travel outside the 5K.
Yeah, on Castle Island Monday.
Castle Island, okay.
And I was in Thorlis last Monday.
Thorlis the previous Monday, yeah.
And I was in Nina last Tuesday. Nina and Tuesday, Ross Crea Wednesday.
Okay. And people have no issue with you photographing their animals?
No. The only issue that they have is photographing themselves in the as they're unloading kettles, maybe. They might have an issue with that.
Why?
The tax manager.
Explain that to me again. The only problem you have at the mart is you have to be careful photographing the lads, the farmers, unloading cattle.
Yeah.
Why?
They don't want to get the photograph in the paper for the taxman.
So they don't want the taxman knowing that they've 12 cattle.
Yeah.
And has this been said to you?
Has, yeah.
Don't be putting that photograph in the old farmer's journal. You get the revenue after me. I've told them I've only 2 cattle and a sheepdog. And by the way, do you think revenue trawled through the farmer's journal?
I don't know.
Maybe they do. They are very smart. Stay there with us, James. Aidan McDonough, you were involved with Joe Walsh Tours as well.
Yeah, Joe, how are you getting on? Yeah. Good afternoon to you.
So what's your involvement and what's happened?
We've just been let down by them big time. We've just been lied to, I suppose, in the first place. And
yeah, well, now business is unpredictable, but tell us what happened.
We booked, it's actually a gift from my mother-in-law. She was 80 last January, not January gone, prior to that, January okay. previous year. So prior to that, we had booked a trip to Lourdes, which we knew she wanted. The money just straight from the start, it's €400. It's not a mountain of money. It's a small amount of money.
Okay.
But to an 80-year-old pensioner, that's quite a substantial amount. Anyway, we booked with them, and obviously COVID increased, and then that we understood completely. We said, look, that's fine. These things happen. We'll delay the trip. So trip got delayed. Then we realised this isn't lifting for a while. And the likelihood is she won't travel afterwards because she'd be nervous or whatever else. So we said, look, do you know what we'll do? We'll just get a refund.
Okay.
And they agreed to do that. So that was fine. Everything looked in order. But they said, give us a couple of months because the business has taken a hit.
Yeah, of course.
Again, yeah. We understood fully. Okay. And we said, yeah, no problem. So everything got delayed. Then it was put off last summer. We were told it would be January. In January, we corresponded with them and got told it's more likely going to be April. When April came around, we said, well, look, can you put a date on this? And they said, yes, April 23rd, which was last Wednesday, guaranteed money will be in your account. We've an email from them to say that. And then nothing arrives on April 23rd, at which point we queried it. And we got a call. Now, I didn't take the call. My mother-in-law took the call because they phoned her directly, saying it'll be next Wednesday. It'll all be sorted. Don't worry about it. Now, next Wednesday is today. And when we contacted them today, they said, we're out of business now. You're going to have to take it up with a commissioner. So they knew last Wednesday.
Well, would they have now? How do we know they knew, Aidan, in fairness?
Well, why would you delay it by a week and then announce it on the Tuesday?
Because nobody knows. They could have, their accountant or whatever could have told them on Monday, listen, guys, you're insolvent and under company law, there's no ifs or buts. If you're insolvent, you can't trade and you have to declare that. Given that it's terrible about your mother losing, and we try and help to get it back. But as you say, that's not the point. I know you're making a wider point. But isn't the problem now that everything is just so unpredictable?
No, absolutely. But it's just, you know, as I said, there's a lot of sympathy with the media saying, yeah, isn't it terrible? And it is. But the sympathy should be with the people who've lost their jobs, not the people who own the company. And, you know, and there's a certain amount of that goes with them. But, you know, as I said to you, the way we were dealt with, we were told this date, this date, this date, and then committed to a date, failed on the verbal agreement and written agreement with us, and then delayed it by a week, and then previous to that announced it. Now, there's... I know you're saying it's impossible to tell. I know you're saying that. Okay. But these companies know. They do know. Yeah, I worked in a company who've let people go, and they knew 2 months ago that they were going to be in that position in 2 months' time.
Well, remember, you can get on to the Commission for Aviation Regulation.
I have. And okay, it's an 8-page form that you have to download, fill out, and supply receipts, any correspondence. It's going to take weeks to get the stuff together. And now we're back to day one of a process that might take 3 months.
Okay. Well, look at the difficulty people were having with Aer Lingus, especially about getting their money back. Ryanair, but Ryanair, I think Ryanair, in fairness, were better than Aer Lingus in the long term. Maybe they weren't, but stay there, Aidan. Ed Bourne, Ed is in Wicklow. We're talking about Joe Walsh Tours. What was your involvement with Joe Walsh, Ed?
Hi, Joe. How are you doing? Nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
When we heard the news yesterday, we were devastated because... myself and my wife have been organising our parish pilgrimage to Lourdes for the last 19 years. And last year would have been our 20th consecutive year going to Lourdes. And we were devastated at that. Mm-hmm. And now, obviously, we can't go this year either. So, we would have gone with, obviously, JWT, but we always went in September as part of the Dublin Diocese.
Dublin Diocese, yeah.
Which brought a huge crowd, as you can imagine, from all over Dublin, and well organised. Everything was just super.
And along with the Dublin, I wonder which diocese has the longest. Obviously, it all went belly up last year, 2020. Which diocese has the longest tradition of going to Lourdes annual pilgrimage?
I don't think I could answer that one for you.
I'd say Dublin is up there.
Well, Dublin is well up there. For sure. Yeah, I mean, they were going. I think in the first couple of years, we probably went during the summertime, but then we got to know there was a crowd from Dublin going. So, yeah, so we ended up, as I say, we're from Our Lady Queen of Peace in Bray. And we said, well, look, we'll give them a year's trial, so to speak. And sure, we were totally gobsmacked with the organisation of it. It was just terrific.
So what you did, what your role was, you organised the group, but you did it all through Joe Walsh Tours.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well,
you know, we started advertising, say, in March, April for our group here in Bray. And by midsummer, we had 40, 50 people coming with us every year. We're getting calls even now to say, is there any way we can go to Lourdes?
I know, it's tough.
But
What type of problems would you encounter when you're in Lourdes as the organiser?
Very little, Joe, to be quite honest with you. Because hotels, obviously, were first class.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have brought wheelchair patients with us. No problem whatsoever. JWT were very accommodating for people like that. It's just the right stab in the heart, so to speak. We're lost for words, actually, to think that we won't get back to Lourdes.
Yeah, I just wonder, because I've heard that conversation so often this year, Ed, or in the last 15 months, people saying, I'll never get back to doing A, B, C, D again.
There is so much to do in Lourdes. It's hard to fit it all in one visit.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's a very emotional place. It can be for lots of people.
Well, especially
and
when
the amount of great work that Dublin do with the help that they give to people over there. I mean, they're certainly well respected over in Lourdes. They're highly regarded.
And remember there was the thing when I was growing up, Bran Cartier's.
Yes.
Do they still exist?
Absolutely. Yeah, and
they're volunteers, aren't they?
Volunteers, yes.
They look after people who are unwell or differently abled.
Yeah. People are so good over in Lourdes. They will go to any length to, you know, if a patient needs anything. I mean, no patient is left out of any of the ceremonies.
Okay. And do you think there's a serenity about the place, Ed?
To go down to the grotto late at night, you think you're in a little piece of heaven. It is absolutely just so peaceful.
And it's just people with candles and the tranquility.
Massive, they all add to the atmosphere of it.
And it's very, the sound is a very, very low hum, if anything, isn't it?
And, you know, when there oftentimes would be down at the grotto at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, and there's always 20 or 30, 40 people around just sitting, praying. Just beautiful. And here we are now, and we're devastated we can't go this year. But sure, look, please God.
People counting their blessings. Okay, Ed, safe travelling to you and your family, and indeed all those people you've organised to go to Lourdes. James, Tracy, come back to you. James, did you go to Lourdes?
I went once, yeah. I went on the Diocese of Killaloe pilgrimage.
And what did you make of it?
Prefer to go on the feast day because I organise it. You see, the Diocese of pilgrimage, they don't organise it because I'm the director of the pilgrimage in that area.
What do you mean?
My own pilgrimages are my ones that I bring myself.
And have you been to Fatima?
I've been to Fatima 5 times.
And have you been to Medjugorje?
Been twice.
And you've been to Jerusalem and Bethlehem? And
I ran the bus to go to the Phoenix Park.
Oh, okay. So, you've to go where, James?
A bus to Phoenix Park from the Pope, from Killaloe Diocese. I organise one of their buses.
Yeah, okay, we leave the Phoenix Park out as a choice now, because you can go to Phoenix Park hopefully next month. But if I was to say to you, James, you can only go back to one of those places again: Lourdes, Jerusalem, Bethlehem. Jerusalem, Bethlehem, as you know, they're the one area, as you said. Fatima or Medjugorje, which would you go back to?
The Holy Land, no doubt about it.
Say again?
Israel and Palestine, no doubt about it.
Okay.
Last time I went there, it was the best trip of my life. I never enjoyed it as much.
Why?
Just the whole trip, the people in the trip, and the midnight mass, and the mass on Christmas Day, and the food, and the beer we had over there was good as well. Went to the Waldorf Hotel in Bethlehem, which is Banksy's Hotel. Went there on Christmas Day.
Okay. And what you do on Christmas Day in the Waldorf?
We went to a museum. We went to a museum in the hotel.
And you had a bit of downtime, a bit of relaxation.
Yeah, it was Christmas Day or day off on the shops.
Great. But that's where you go back. And did you get talking to many Israelis and many Palestinians?
Definitely at the airport. I mean, any Palestinians.
Okay.
The security asked me that. I mean, they know me in the hotels now at this stage.
They what, sorry, James?
They know me at the hotels at this
stage. Oh, they know you at this stage. Well, that's good. Well, I hope they don't forget about you.
I was talking to the agent out there this morning in Bethlehem.
Okay.
Our agent from Dual Tours. And she said that the airports are opening up in May over there.
In May in Israel.
Everyone can go to Israel. They've got 2 shots.
Well, May is next Saturday. You know that.
The end of May, I think it is.
Oh, the end of May. Well, the 1st of May is next Saturday. May Day. Okay, and do you see yourself travelling again, James?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully some wedding work and photography.
Wedding work. Okay, so that's gone as well.
I know. Hopefully the bookings, available for bookings.
You're available for booking. And what do you go under, James Tracy?
Photography, the high.
Okay, now somebody has sent me in a photograph of a farmer on a tractor in Bodyke.
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know. I took it,
And I'll tell you who you said it was. This is
Tom Murphy.
Well, didn't you say you know it? You say you didn't know it. You did know. This is, and what's he doing?
He's driving the Hill of Scarif.
He's
driving up the Hill of Scarif in a tractor.
Yeah, okay. And it's a very old tractor.
It's 1964.
Good man. And is it 64 CE?
It is, yeah.
That was. And where is he going in a 64 CE? What type of tractor is it?
It's a Ford Dexter. Super Dexter.
Ford Dexter. Okay, where is he going?
He's going shopping.
He's going to Super Value.
He's going to Mace, or Sintra.
Sintra. And he goes there every week in his tractor.
I thought it is, yeah.
That's a lovely. And he actually has the roll bar put on it because.
I did a video for the Angels visited there last month. It's coming up at 7th of May again, RT1. The Angels.
You photographed for the Angelus?
No, a video for the Angelus.
And what was your video?
Kilmallock Mart.
Kilmallock Mart, okay.
It's an RT1, 7th of May.
Okay, okay. And you do black and white photographs as well?
I do, yeah.
And is that you do that deliberately? That's not because they're old photographs.
No, I have a black and white camera that I use for films. So also a film camera. The cameras I have at the moment, I can convert them to black and white using Photoshop.
And you've got your own Facebook page.
I have, yeah.
Oh, good. What's it called?
TNC Photography and Photographs and Scarf Needs Layer.
Oh, well done. And have you got you on Instagram?
No, I'm not on Instagram. No.
Are you on TikTok?
No.
Are you on Twitter?
I am, but I haven't I don't have an account.
God, I'll be asking you next, are you on Bumble or Tinder or any of those dating sites? I'm asking you so many questions. So you have your own Facebook. That's brilliant. Brilliant, James. And now that Joe Walsh is gone, unfortunately, that's one element of your business gone. And you're asking people if there's an old wedding coming up or... You'll do anything, basically.
I would, yeah. I mean, doing sports photography. I'm buying lenses for my camera so I'm to do sports photography, hurling matches.
And but a lens is expensive.
It's $1,200 for lens.
Good God.
Lens,
why do you need a special lens for hurling?
For distance.
Wow. And the speed of the ball, no? Do you need it? How do you...
The shutter speed, increase the shutter speed in the camera.
Okay. And when did you... Do you remember your first camera?
You were 10. Yeah.
And how long ago was that, can I ask you?
Half your age plus 7.
What year?
Half your age plus 7.
No, you
half your age plus 7. That's how long ago it was.
Half your age?
Half your age plus 7.
Oh, you have it all. You're being cheeky now. So you're half my age plus 7. Okay. That's a phrase, is it, down in Clare?
Is, yeah.
Yeah, when you get cheeky feckers like me asking people what their age is. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've softened my cough anyway. And okay, forget about your age, but you were, what, 7, 8, 9, 10 when you got your first camera. Do you remember what type of camera it was?
A Kodak.
Kodak. And did you like it from the get-go?
No, I didn't pick it up pretty seriously until I went to Medjugorje.
Yeah. That's incredible. And looking at those photographs there on your Facebook page, jamestracy.ie, am I right?
Jamestracy.ie.
Oh, God. Jamestracyphotography.ie. I want to give you as many breaks as I can, especially as you're after breaking my jaw for being cheeky there by asking your age. And can I ask you another cheeky question, James? When you go on the trips as the organiser, do you get paid?
Numbers
you would, okay. But
numbers game.
It's a numbers game. And what do you get?
It's 2 free trips extra if I've got, 3 free trips extra if I've got numbers enough.
Okay, okay. That answer is a bit like half your age plus 7, isn't it?
the price of the trip is $1,795.
Okay.
I pay three of them.
Do you pay the 1,795?
No, I go free.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Okay, stay with us, Maureen and Joe Walsh. Stay with us, James Tracy, photography.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
I'm Joe at RTE. We're talking about Joe Walsh travel and the effect it's had, the collapse yesterday of Joe Walsh travel. Some people very unhappy about money that they've handed over, and they felt there was a bit of delay in getting it back, and now they don't get it back. Martin Conway.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. What happened in your case with Joe Walsh?
Well, it's actually my wife. Okay. She goes to the Lord's every year with Ferns Diocesan Pilgrimage.
Right.
And there's 6 of them to go most years. And all 6 of them now are waiting on the deposits back from Joe Walsh Tours after being promised it in December, January, February, March, and the 23rd of April seems to be the day that everything was supposed to be sorted.
And now it went on the 20... 7th of April, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
So there has to be something there going on. That
okay, and how much is she down?
It's about €1,200 in total.
Wow. And what were they saying all along?
The first contact was in December, early January, when we had said it was 2020 we were supposed to go, and said we'll hold it over to 21. And we're okay, happy enough, you know, that's fine. Then they decided in January that it wasn't going to happen this year, and they were sent a letter saying, if you wish to receive a refund, fill out this form and we'll post it back to you. No problem.
Okay.
They filled out the forms. She rang in January, February, March and April. In March, they stopped answering the phone to her because the number would come up. So I said, just for a bit of crack, she rang, they wouldn't answer. I rang, it gave two rings on my number. That came up, no problem. They rang, they answered and said, yeah, it's in the hands of our accountant. It will be with you in the next week.
Okay.
That was in March.
And that hasn't happened.
And it hasn't happened. Now, I know businesses are being put to the wall by all this pandemic, but like, at least be truthful about it.
Yeah.
So now we're left €1,200 down the drain. We don't know if we're going to get it back or not.
Okay. Well, you have to go to the regulator.
It's the aviation regulator, yeah. I believe, are looking after it.
And there's a lot of paperwork, apparently.
Yeah, I'd say it'll be 6 or 7 weeks of paperwork first.
Okay. All right, Martin, thanks indeed. Let me go to Liz and Joe Walsh Tours. Liz, your experience.
Well, I feel bad now talking about a good time with Joe Walsh when everybody has problems.
No, that's fair.
But no, I just wanted, when I heard that it had gone into liquidation, I just wanted to say that we had very happy memories of Joe Walsh Tours way back in the late 80s when the children were going to France. And it was very difficult to get them from Kerry to France in those days. And I rang Joe Walsh's because the airport my kids were going to was Lourdes Airport, you know, it was Tarbes. And the area they were going to was there. And Joe Walsh very kindly allowed us to book a flight, you know, just a single, when there wouldn't be a booking. And even one time that one of my daughters couldn't be picked up the day they were going, and they were allowed to stay over. One lady who was in a single room allowed her to stay over. So we just had very happy memories, and I just wanted to commend them for that.
Okay, and they had that individual touch. That's your point, that they would...
And it was so difficult to get. I mean, everything was so expensive then. There was no Ryanair or any, you know, or Virgin or any of those flights, you know.
Okay, Liz, well said, and thanks again. How do you manage during the pandemic, Liz?
Well, just like everybody else, I don't see the children. Some of them are living abroad. No. When you send them off to France or Germany, you lose them, you know.
Yeah.
But
it was so different, like 20 months ago, because the whole world then was that travel had become so easy with Ryanair and shopping. How quickly everything flipped. Now that stands for nothing compared to the people who've suffered and died, but it's
I know.
It's awful. Okay. And are you on the list for the jab, Liz?
Yes, we are. Okay. And we've had some of it already.
Oh, have you?
So everything's okay. Yeah. And the main thing is that we're all well and all the children are well. Oh, so that's the main thing.
It's good perspective. Thanks, Liz. Safe travel. James Tracy again.
Yeah.
Somebody's told me you were a polymath.
A what?
That you've loads of different qualifications.
I have. I went to college in Liverpool. I have a master's in law in UCD, and I have a degree in law and accounting from Limerick, University of Limerick, and I have a diploma in arbitration law from UCD, and I have a diploma in employment law from UCD. I'm a qualified auctioneer as well.
Wow. You hold a master of laws from John Moores University.
And medicine, UCD.
And why did you do law in two universities?
Because one in England is English law and one in Irish law.
And is there no work for you in that area?
I'm doing the bar exams in August.
Well, you're doing the bar exams in August.
I have the course paid for the
Irish bar, King's Inns.
King's Inns, yeah.
Now, they're tough exams.
There's five questions, five subjects.
And how are you doing? Are you doing tort and...
I do tort, criminal, contract, evidence and constitutional.
Sounds like it'd be no bother to you.
The book's got a print off of them papers there last week. They're not too bad.
And do you study a lot?
Not at the moment. I haven't started yet. The course hasn't started properly yet for the interest of them. The course hasn't started properly yet.
And is the exam this year in Kingston, is that your final bar exams?
No, that's interest of them. Entrance.
Oh, the entrance exam.
To go to college in Dublin for a year.
And would you do that? Would you come?
Would you?
Would you live in Dublin?
Come the train.
And do you have your family down below?
One father only.
One father, okay. And are they, you're still with them?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell me what age group they are, James? Do you want
to? One is 81 and the other 87.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell me they were half your age, plus 7. Well, you're very good at giving someone else's age, except your... Stay with us, James, after this break. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
RTE's transmitter at Three Rock will be undergoing essential maintenance over the next few days. As a result, our listeners on FM in the Greater Dublin area may lose signal from time to time. If this happens, please retune your radio to the Capure transmitter at 89.1 kHz. You can still listen as normal on RTE.ie, on Serview, or on the RTE Radio Player app.
Apparently it's the rotary gibbets in that machine up in Three Rock that had to be greased and oiled and replaced. But anyway, it's a big job, I'm told. James Tracy, given your legal qualifications, could you give legal advice?
I could give legal advice to pay me.
I know we pay, of course, yeah.
No, the actual travel agency law is the arbitration law.
Okay.
Arbitration.
Take off your Joe Walsh Tours hat, but on your legal hat, I've given £1,200 to Joe Walsh Tours. I've tried to get it back for the last year. What are my legal options, Mr. Tracy?
You can go to arbitration for the dispute.
Okay. Can I go to the small claims court?
No, in your clause and in the agreement you make with George Tours,
yeah,
is an arbitration clause in there, so it has to be arbitration.
And who is the arbitrator?
You decide that between yourselves. You appoint an arbitrator. So if, for example, I'm litigating an arbitration case you can decide the person who's going to arbitrate the case, the qualifications he has, and where the arbitration is going to take place.
Okay. And James, given your guide, could you give? What about giving tours locally in Clare, for example?
No, my tours go from Dublin Airport.
Okay.
Because I can get people from Belfast, I can get people from Waterford,
no,
Cork,
okay,
Limerick,
yeah,
Galway, Sligo.
Yeah.
I have a very big following in Northern Ireland, so I have.
You have a big following in Northern Ireland?
I have, in Belfast area, down in Connor Diocese.
And they go on the pilgrimages with you?
They do, yeah.
Okay. John Costello, listen carefully to this one. John Costello, your point, please. You're going to Lourdes.
Yes, John, we're going to drive over, John.
You're going to drive, okay. And what's the protocol there?
Well, there was a hospital there before Christmas for 8 days. My artist, and three sensory heart, and myself and brother. So we built Irish Ferries and going out on the 16th of August and coming home the 19th of September. So I done it 5 years ago, and myself and my sister are going as well. She's a wheelchair. But
okay.
She rents a house there for a month, and Irish Ferries actually go from Dublin Port to Cherbourg.
Yeah.
And we go to California and kill chicken there, there's only a fiver, and into the mountains, and I bring the cougars with me. I'm going to stay for a month.
You bring the cooker with you. What do you see?
Well, I have a little camping cooker and a few bottles of gas.
Great. Okay. And what's the story on the pandemic in France? Is France open?
Well, as far as I know, last week they gave out 50,000 vaccines in one day.
50,000 vaccines in one day. Okay. And you're not going till August?
I'm not going till August. I have my vaccine done. I have one done, so I'm getting the other one done there in 2 weeks' time.
And your point is you can live cheaply and keep occupied in the good weather and the...
The weather was great. It was 42 degrees, and we went to the mountains every day. And once I had the coopers and the bottles of water lid, so away you go.
Okay. And have you done that often?
This would be the second time. I've done it 5 years ago. My sister goes every year.
Your sister goes,
okay. Well, the weather was great.
And what part of France do you head to when you get there?
It's 20 miles from where she stays.
Okay. Well, that's... So that's at least you have something to look forward to, John.
I'm looking forward. I can't wait, Joe.
Okay. Safe travelling. Keep in touch. Will you let us know how you get on? Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.